What ruined your first date? 1-800-330-9999. A woman braved Hurricane Ida to go on a first date with a guy that she met on Hinge. She didn't know that the storm was going to be so bad. And right when she figured out, like, and heard all the news things, she tried to cancel with the guy because they were supposed to go to this indoor rock climbing session. And he didn't want to reschedule. So, Nick, this is what it sounded like when she was walking to the date because she felt bad trying to reschedule when he said he wanted to go.
Okay.
This is me on my way to a first date. My umbrella is flipped over.
It is pouring, pouring rain. But you know what? She's a New York City girl. She's not going to give up.
I'm just saying, if I don't find love with this kind of effort put in, who will?
Here's the thing. Nick, I think you know this. When you go on a first date, like, your expectations are pretty optimistic, right?
Yeah. And I think you got to go in like that.
Yeah, you have to think, like, this could be it. This could be the person I spend the rest of my life with. This could be the love of my life. And I think for most people, like, nothing is going to stop you, not even a hurricane. And you also think about it, and I could see how she thinks, like, how romantic this would be. Like, you look back one day, you tell your kids it was a hurricane, but your father, he insisted that we meet, and it was the most romantic rock climbing session ever. But that's not exactly what happened.
After the date, which was one single hour long, in which he made me pay for myself, when I tricked here in a little hurricane, we walked outside and he said, yeah, you're right, we should have rescheduled.
She says it was the biggest mistake of her life to trudge through a hurricane to go on that first date.
Brutal.
What ruined your first date? Like, when did you go on that it was, like, terrible?
I haven't had many, like, bad first dates. I was thinking, I mean, I remember after I won American Idol, it was kind of weird to, like, try to go out on dates. And I remember going on one when I was living in Nashville, and she was adamant on letting me know that she didn't know, you know, who I was or watch the show. And I was like, oh, that's cool, whatever. And then, like, every few minutes, that would be something that she, like, had to, you know, she's like, just so you know, like, I've just never seen it. You know, I never saw the show. Don't know anything about it. Don't know anything about you. I was like, okay, I got you. Like,
it's hurtful.
Yeah.
Is it better or worse when somebody's like, I don't know who you are. I don't care who you are.
Yeah, I was like, well, I don't know who you are, right. But I don't keep reminding you of it.
So weird, right?
Yeah, it was very strange.
Yeah, it's like when people say to me, like, oh, I don't listen to the radio. I don't, like, all right, but, like, you know, you're just ringing up my purchase here at CVS. I don't think it's that big of a deal.
Oh,
you know?
When, like, I tell you the amount of people that have said to me, like, oh, I didn't watch American Idol, I was like, well, I didn't ask you if you did. It really annoys me so much.
I was trying to think, like, what ruined a first date for me? And because I met my husband so young, it's hard because I didn't have that many awkward first dates. But I always tell the same story because it was the craziest thing was that I went out on this guy and I knew him. He was a bouncer at a club. So I had to take one for the team because it was a club that we all wanted to go to all the time. And we
skipped that line.
Yeah, well, exactly. Right in the front door. And we went to his house to make dinner, and he made dinner, and it was very sweet, but his whole place was covered in samurai swords. He had them hanging all over the walls and stuff. And you want to talk about awkward? Sitting by yourself in, like, a person that you don't know that well's apartment, being surrounded by samurai swords? Samurai swords ruined my first date.
Wow. Yeah, I'm out of there.
You're
right
out.
Away.
Out. 1-800-330-9999. What ruined your first date? What ruined your first date? 1-800-330-9999. Woman went on her first date during Hurricane Ida. Should have been a red flag, but I could see how you would think that's, like, romantic. That, you know, we went on a date and, you know, everything said not to, but we decided to go anyway. Except it didn't have that happy ending, Nick. Instead, it was terrible and she regrets every moment of it and she got soaking wet.
Brutal.
I'm looking at our text messages and I'm laughing. Don't feel bad, guys. Megan told Harry she didn't know who he was when they had their first date. Yeah, okay, Megan. We were talking. Nick Fradiani is my guest co-host while Raven is away, and we were just talking earlier about, like, what ruined your first date, and he was saying how you went on a first date, and the lady kept telling him she'd never watched American Idol. She had no idea who he was.
Which I believed her, but only say it once.
Right, exactly, exactly. It is true. Remember Meghan Markle said that she didn't know who Prince Harry was? Like, all right. Like, who doesn't know who Prince Harry is, right?
That's far less, like, that one I don't believe.
Right.
She was telling some lies.
What ruined your first date? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
The guy took me to a concert, and he was standing up, and he can't clap on the beat, and I'm a musician, and I was so embarrassed.
Is that a thing, Nick?
That is a game changer. If you can't, if you're clapping on the wrong, like the one and the three or the two and the four, that's a, you know, it's a no, it's a game changer. I'd have to leave too.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I think it's funny in my Zumba class when people come and they can't count eights, you know, and it's like, and they're always off on a beat or there's like one extra beat in there. It's like, you want to cheer them on, but you're like, there's literally only eight beats. Like, what are you doing adding another one?
Right.
I assume it would be the same. Thank you for the call. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What ruined your first date?
Well, I went out with a guy that only talked about light fixtures. And then he wanted me to meet his mom, and I was like, no way.
But what did he do for a living? I hope he did something with light fixtures.
He did that. He built light fixtures, and he was obsessed with them.
He had a passion. He had a passion for it.
I don't know why that cracks me up so much.
Imagine you go out with Nick and all he does is talk about his guitar the whole time. He just talks about his guitar, the strings, the sounds they made.
I'm getting self-conscious because I think that is actually what I do on dates. So.
You didn't end up with him, did you?
No, I didn't.
All right. Thank you.
You'd have the greatest light fixtures.
Right. Welcome.
Their house would be so well lit. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What ruined your first date?
Went on a first date with a very well-to-do gentleman. We went into the city. I met him at a restaurant. We were going to see a show. He was actually a producer, a Broadway producer, so I had really high expectations. We were going to see a show I hadn't seen, and he asked me if I wanted to meet him for a bite beforehand. I check into the city, and figuring he had a plan, there was no plan. We ended up at a pub, and we sit down to order, and I ordered a salad. It was a first date, and the waiter asked him what he wanted, and he said a plate of mashed potatoes.
What grown man orders a plate of mashed potatoes as their entire meal?
His entire meal was a plate of mashed potatoes. It was the oddest thing, and then it just kind of went downhill from there.
Did he eat the whole thing?
That is kind of funny.
Did he just plow through the mashed potatoes?
Yeah, I think he pretty much licked the plate clean.
Oh my God. What a freak, right?
Yeah, that's very strange.
And then he tried to kiss me at the end. It was a disaster.
Oh,
it
is
mashed potato
breath.
With
breath of smelling like mashed potatoes. Ugh. What ruined your first date? 1-800-330-9999. What ruined your first date? 1-800-330-9999. A woman went viral because she documented going on her first date during Hurricane Ida. She tried to cancel. She met the guy on Hinge, but he was pretty insistent they go indoor rock climbing, which he didn't even pay for her, and then talked about rocks the whole time. Awkward, right?
Real awkward. Not a great first date.
No, definitely not. But can you top that? 1-800-330-9999. What ruined your first date? Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
So when I went on my first date, we went to the movies, and the girl I was with wasn't feeling well. I noticed she got motion sickness. Went to this IMAX movie. It was very loud. She told me after the movie was done, I said, I'm going to go to the bathroom. And I said, okay, no problem. As I'm waiting for her in the bathroom, in the movie theater, you can see that there's no doors in the bathroom, but everything echoes out. And we were the last people in. All of a sudden, all you hear is just throwing up coming out of the bathroom. A complete, unforgiving, you know, throwing up.
So, but the big question was, did you have a second date?
We actually ended up getting married a year later.
I knew that was going to happen with one of these.
Right, exactly. Well, congratulations. I'm glad it all worked out. It's got a good story to tell, right?
Yes, it is.
Thank you for the call. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What ruined your first date?
Oh, man, this is probably the worst. I went on a date with a girl. We're having dinner at an outside restaurant. It's going well. And she tells me that she has a staph infection where I didn't even think you could get a staph infection. And
good.
I'll leave that to your imagination.
No, we got it. Yep. Fully understand.
That was just she went to kiss me goodnight. I politely declined in the best way I could possibly. It was just horrible. I couldn't believe it.
That's definitely horrible.
I mean, how do you open a conversation with that?
Yeah,
like, I got a staph infection.
I feel like you didn't have to say anything.
Right, you just let it go. You don't mention it.
Yeah, it was just. It was just sort of like as a matter of fact. I don't think a comedian could have pulled that off. You know, like just sneaking that in there like that.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What ruined your first date?
Patron. Patron ruined my first date.
Uh-oh. Was it you or was it him?
No. It was my date. He just kept taking shot after shot after shot, and he was just trashed by the end.
That'll do it.
Yeah.
How did it start out? Like, was he cool, and then it progressively, or did he come drunk, or was it just, what was he like in the beginning?
No. You know what? It started off fine, and it just suddenly went downhill, like, very, very fast.
Just like those shots went down. Real fast.
Right. He got a little too confident, that liquid courage.
Did he reach out to you for a second date?
Nope. I'm pretty sure he was hungover for like a week. So.
Oh, what ruined your first date? 1-800-330-9999. Some of these text messages, Nick, I can't even read on the air because they're very offensive.
I want access to these text messages.
You can see them. Raven is on vacation. Nick Fradiani, American Idol winner, and more importantly, our friend, is joining me as a guest co-host for the next week or so.
It's been so much fun.
It's been great. Thank you for coming.
Thanks for having me.
Isn't it eye-opening how many first dates have been ruined?
I know.
Yeah.
There's been a lot.
There was a woman has gone viral because she went on her first date during Hurricane Ida, and it was terrible. The guy didn't pay for her. She was, like, soaking wet. It got us thinking, like, what was it that ruined your first date? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, Anna Raven.
Okay, well, on my first date, I went with my husband to this place called Bopper's, and apparently I danced on the bar, which I don't think I did, but he told me I did, and he didn't call me back for 5 years.
He didn't call you for 5 years because you danced on a bar?
She must dance as good as I do.
Loud, but we read that after 5 years, we've been married 31 years.
Well, I mean, I guess he got over it.
Yeah.
If you went out on a date with a girl and she got up and she started dancing on the bar, would that be a deal breaker?
No, I don't think so.
No?
If we were having a good time and at some point she ended up dancing, I don't know, maybe. I mean...
Or do you think it's hot? Because I don't know. I think that would be a turnoff for me as a guy.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not big on, like make too much attention on, like, if what we're doing. But I don't know. If she's having fun and it's, like, harmless, then I don't know. I don't think it's a big deal.
So, I mean, obviously you have groupies, right? Like, you have, you know? Do they get all, like, seductive at shows? Like, do they try to, like, come on to you and, you, like, they try to be hot and, like, roll up on you?
Not really. No, not too much.
Is it you're just saying that because your girlfriend's listening?
No, I really don't. My crowd's not really getting seductive in the audience. Not really.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What ruined your first date?
He came to pick me up on a motorcycle, and as soon as we got on the highway, he went 100 miles an hour, and I lost my contact.
Oh!
I had to go through the whole entire date.
Blind.
Because my prescription is so high.
Oh my gosh!
That's messed up.
You sent him a bill for the contacts after?
I didn't realize he was going to come on a motorcycle. And as soon as we got on the ramp to the highway, he just took off. And when we finally got to the restaurant, I couldn't even get off the motorcycle because I couldn't really see. And I didn't know what to say at first to him, still just trying to tell him that I couldn't see what we were eating or the menu or anything like that.
Well, yeah, I feel like that's something you got to tell somebody before a first date.
That's a warning.
Yeah.
Just so you know. I drive 100 on a motorcycle. Don't wear contacts. That'll fall out.
Thank you for the call. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What ruined your first date?
My husband ate and sucked at a restaurant, and I did not. I was thinking he wouldn't kiss me, but he did.
Did he eat duck?
He ate duck. And I sat there during dinner saying, please don't kiss me. Please don't kiss me. Yeah. And he did.
Duck breath. We were saying mashed potato breath. I'd rather take that over duck breath.
Yeah, somebody called earlier and the first day all they would eat was mashed potatoes. But would you rather kiss a girl or a guy that had mashed potato breath or duck breath?
Oh, mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes, definitely,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What ruined your first date?
I recently went on a date and the guy took me to a restaurant where his ex was the bartender.
Oh.
And so, like, he, you know, let me know right away. And so I was just like, you know, what are we doing here? Are you just trying to make her jealous or what is going on? He's like, no, it's totally over between us. But then she took me, I went to the bathroom later and she took me aside and she told me to run and I did.
Huh.
That sounds like a movie.
That sounds like he was literally trying to get her jealous. That's what I mean. Why would you bring a new girl to somewhere where you know your ex is going to be? If he brought you there, it was for a reason. That is for sure. At least she told
Absolutely.
You to run.